Rachel Warren's brother torches Joe Biden at RNC. He has never apologized for welcoming a legal killer into U.S. by John Binder on July 16, 2024. The brother of 37-year-old Rachel Warren, a mother of five children murdered last year, allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have never reached out or apologized to his family. Joe Biden and his designated border czar Kamala Harris open our borders to him and others like him, empowering them to victimize the innocent, Warren's brother told the crowd at the Republican National Convention, RNC, on Tuesday evening. Yet, to this day, we have not heard from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, he said. They never apologized. In contrast, Warren's brother said Trump immediately reached out to his family and offered his sincerest condolences. When Rachel was killed, President Trump called my family to offer his condolences. He wanted to meet with us. He cared. That is leadership. And we need real leadership back in the White House, he said. On August 5, 2023, Warren went for a walk at the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Warren did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, in connection to Warren's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Warren to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on first- and second-degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. Martinez Hernandez, who remains in police custody, will stand trial in October. Open borders are often portrayed as compassionate and virtuous. But there is nothing compassionate about allowing violent criminals into our country and robbing children of their mother. My sister's death was preventable, Warren's brother told the RNC crowd. The monster arrested for killing Rachel entered the U.S. unlawfully after murdering a woman in El Salvador, he continued. Indeed, Martinez Hernandez is among at least 2 million known illegal alien gotaways who have successfully crossed the southern border on Biden's watch. On three occasions in 2023, Border Patrol agents apprehended Martinez Hernandez, twice in January in New Mexico and Texas, as well as once in February in New Mexico. On each occasion, he was returned to Mexico. Sometime after he was last returned to Mexico, Martinez Hernandez crossed the border and made his way to California, where he allegedly assaulted a woman and her child. He later traveled to Maryland, where he was accused of raping and murdering Warren. Before crossing the border, Martinez Hernandez was accused of murdering a woman in his native El Salvador after leaving a bar with the victim. The woman's body was discovered days later. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.